With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden will sit down for a one-on-one interview with NBC News anchor Lester Holt. It comes as the president's under growing scrutiny over his age and whether he can defeat former President Trump this November. A handful of House Democrats have called on Biden to drop out of the race to allow another to step in. ABC News' George Stephanopoulos came under fire from ABC management after telling someone he did not think Biden could make it another 4 years. He interviewed Biden last week. New research suggests online political ads have become a lucrative platform for scammers trying to harvest your personal financial information. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Many political ads on social media are legitimate, but it turns out weak regulations and enforcement mean the ads have become a sprawling web of misinformation and ripoffs. Click here, the ads say. Take a survey, get a free gift, give us your credit card number for shipping, and get scammed. Professor Jennifer Stromer-Galley led research for the Election Graph Project at Syracuse University. Their dive into sites found ads that promised free political merchandise but didn't mention an $80 charge that would later appear. Right-leaning ads were more likely to target men. Progressive ads were more likely to target women. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House passes a bill requiring proof of U.S. citizenship for voter registration. House Speaker Mike Johnson says those in America illegally cannot be allowed to sway U.S. elections.
If just a small percentage, a fraction of all those illegals that Joe Biden has brought in here to vote, if they do vote, it wouldn't just change one race. It might potentially change all of our races.
Over 1.5 million customers still without power in Texas 2 days after Hurricane Beryl made landfall. Many are without air conditioning as the region deals with a heat wave. The Northwest, the Northeast, and Midwest now dealing with heavy rain from the storm. This is SRN News. A new look at church switching. SRN's Bill Alexander has more.
According to Lifeway Research, a lot of Americans leave the church they've been attending for another one at some point in their life. And the reason is actually pretty mundane. Lifeway's latest poll finds most switchers who change churches as adults did so because of a residential move, not driven by any issue with their former church. Those who are dissatisfied usually have a problem with the pastor. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israel's Holocaust Museum is opening a conservation facility in Jerusalem that will preserve, restore, and store its more than 45,000 artifacts and artworks. It will also provide organization and storage for the museum's 225 million pages of documents and 500,000 photographs. The vast new building that includes 5 floors of underground storage was dedicated this week. This is SRN News. Statisticians and demographers are sounding the alarm about threats to official data gathering in the U.S.
They warn that funding for the federal statistical agencies is inadequate, and measures in a House appropriations bill could undermine what Americans know about themselves. A report from the American Statistical Association also warns the agencies lack protections against political interference. Advocates are concerned about a bill on Capitol Hill, which they say would limit how many times a respondent can be contacted by federal agencies and would therefore miss many more people.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. California's Water Resources Control Board approves a long-debated policy to install water restrictions that are permanent. The policy is called Making Conservation a California Way of Life, and it's the first time in the state's history that permanent water restrictions have been approved. More details at srnnews.com.